You know, I thought, first off, if you are a fan of the president and his policies, you probably enjoyed the speech immensely. If you're not a fan of the president's policies, you probably are going to be more critical. For me, you have one feeling, Tasha, when you walk off the floor. You know, that's the emotional part, because you're there, you're experiencing it, you're actually absorbing it, feeling it. It's your first chance to run it through your political perspective as it goes through your ears and into your brain, right? But give it a few hours and sit down and do what I did, which is, all right, let's kind of take it apart. Let's do a list of the good, and let's do a list of things that we maybe didn't agree with or we were disappointed with. So I'll give you the good, all right? The president last night said it's time to lift the embargo on Cuba. Couldn't agree with him more. He said, you know, we need to find a way together to combat addiction, right? Talking specifically about opiates and heroin. Couldn't agree with him more. He talked about criminal justice reform. There's large agreements around that we need to start looking at our criminal justice system and sentencing, and agree with him. What else did he do? He talked about excessive red tape. He got an applause from both sides of the aisle because we all recognize that the excessive regulation and federal government involvement is getting in the way of our entrepreneurs and new business startups. And it was interesting. He acknowledged his regret that our country has actually become more divided since he took office 7 years ago. I thought that was good. I didn't take responsibility for it, but he acknowledged it. And then I think those things, Tasha, from, you know, if you take away Republican, Democrat, if you just sit down as an American and listen to our chief executive, I think those are things we can agree with. Now, on the other side, he said that one of his focuses in the coming year is going to be targeting terrorists and terrorist groups. But he failed to recognize or even acknowledge the real and imminent threat posed by Daesh, otherwise known as the Islamic State. In fact, in kind of an implied way, without using his famous line about its JV team, he tried to downplay that and actually suggested to all of us that, you know, you shouldn't give them more credit than they deserve. Well, this is a large threat to the United States of America. They've already committed unprovoked acts of war against America and Americans. But it's this ever growing in strength, and you need to acknowledge that, and you need to deal with that. Now, he did say that he would like Congress to issue him a new authorization to use military force. But he didn't give us any idea how he would use that. He said America needs to lead, which I agree with. But then in the next breath, he said we need to take a patient approach. I don't know what that means. I was very disappointed when he said that we should expect the unrest around the world, and Tasha, the unrest, frankly, that has accelerated in the past 7 years. I was extremely disappointed when he said the unrest in places like Africa and the Middle East will continue for decades. These are some of the things, and I guess the capper was when he said the Middle East, he essentially said we are going to have to watch that play out. That's not leadership, and that was very disappointing to me. And there are a couple of other areas. So there was both good and bad is what I would say to you.
And were you surprised that, you know, last week's fanfare of, you know, all of his different executive gun initiatives, that he didn't bring that up once last evening?
Well, he did. There was one sentence, I think, at the very beginning, and it was kind of a glancing mention of the gun stuff. I was surprised. I mean, I was surprised that he didn't talk about health care more. I was surprised that he brought out some of the things he talked about last year. You know, free community college, right? There were some surprises, and frankly, you know, it was touted on some of the networks that he was going to talk about all of his successes, and we really didn't hear any discussion about that. In fact, another disappointment I would suggest to you, this is a direct quote from the speech, our founders distributed power between states and branches of government, and they expected us to argue just as they did. It's almost as if, this is my political perspective. Our founders created a constitutional republic, which put the power in the states and created a limited federal government with express responsibilities, primarily for protecting the American homeland, the U.S. homeland, and our citizens. The president seems to always lean towards a parliamentary democracy form of government. And if you listen to him last night, that's essentially what he was talking about when he said, I'm going to go around the country and I'm going to start to talk about changing laws on how we redistrict congressional districts. I mean, his comment was we have to end the practice of drawing our congressional districts so that politicians can pick their voters. That doesn't happen. I got news for you. First, the states are the ones responsible to determine how their redistricting goes. And in Minnesota, I mean, if people just look at the last redistricting, politicians didn't pick their districts or their voters because the legislature, where this authority rests, couldn't reach an agreement between Republicans and Democrats. Our system defaults to our Minnesota State Supreme Court, and they created the district. So, it was interesting, the things that were in the speech, like you say, Tasha, and the things that weren't in the speech. It was very interesting.
And I know I'm about out of time. My last question, do you feel that he was kind of, I guess, positioning things for the November elections?
Well, some would suggest that, because there's some, there were some veiled shots at some Republican candidates, but no, I think there was a bit of arrogance at one point, and I know we're all capable of this, but he made the comment that I know there are a lot of people who want to get back to Iowa, and then he said, I've been there. I'll be around after if you want some pointers on, how to shake hands and, No, I'm sure you can read whatever you want into the speech, but quite frankly, knowing how charismatic President Obama is, I thought he was a bit flat. I thought it was a speech that he needed to give, but he was happy to be done with.